as we say in the real estate business, an urban adventure. Well, that's what I used to like to do on the weekends, is look at houses. Do you ever do that? It's kind of neat, you know. It's like the poor man's pleasure. You look at houses that maybe you're never even thinking about buying just because it's something to do. So we'd hustle, bustle, scootin', scootin', rootin', tootin', big galootin', checkin' neighborhood, chicken thang. Yeah. I remember one time, my funny little honey and I, we were looking at that. Houses in this very exclusive neighborhood. Far from downtown, as you brought up, sir. So, the lady's having an open house. The realtor, she's got her stuff set up on a little card table, and this thing is palatial. I mean, it's a beautiful house. And we're looking around, and she's saying, now, if you're planning on raising a big family, there's actually several bedrooms upstairs, and there's a little kid's hideaway out back. Yeah, a little passageway with another bedroom. You can have your privacy and your family all under one safe roof. Now, if you'll come with me, I want to point out the marble foyer. Well, right about that time, my honey and his lady are looking at the marble foyer. I'm starting to percolate some butt coffee. I feel that little grumbling in my, you know that? So I know right then and there, I got to heave a Havana or there's going to be some big trouble. So I discreetly back away from the little tour she's given, and I'm hunting up a little porcelain convenience. Sure enough, I discreetly slip into the bathroom, drop trowel, and proceed to baptize a baby Ruth. Well, I'm sitting there, depositing some serious intestinal sculpture. I reach around and hit the lever. Nothing. It just goes clank, 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 clank. The flusher lever, clank, clank, clank. I look in the bowl, and there's no water in there. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God. Could it be? And I look around in back of the tank, and sure enough, it's not hooked up. So I'm thinking, now what do I do? Brand new house. They just haven't hooked up the... I looked in there, I said, well, I don't think it has the consistency to be ladled. I think in this instance, a quick getaway is in order. So, I come walking out of there, fanning the air as best I can, and then I shut the door. I said, honey, I think we should be rolling. She said, oh, you haven't seen the upstairs. I said, oh, I'm sure it's as beautiful as the rest of the house. Hey, ma'am, thank you for your time very much. I sure appreciate it. My honey said, well, this house is beautiful. I think we might want to think about it. I said, honey, come on. It's time for us to go. I'll tell you when we get outside. So she said, well, what is the matter? Well, all right. Thank you very much. The realtor said, well, thank you very much for your time. We went running across. I said, get in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car. Get in the car. She said, what are you doing? You're a maniac. I said, you don't understand. While you were looking at the upstairs there, I get in the crapper and the damn thing's not hooked up. So I ended up leaving a gargantuan, hideous souvenir there. She said, my God, you mean you used their can? I said, I had to use it. I didn't know it wasn't hooked up. Well, I'm looking in the rear view. I see the lady come running across the lawn. She gets in her car. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I said, put your seatbelt on. She's coming after us. She said, what? We're going. She's hot on us there. I said, we only got one chance. I'm not getting arrested for this. Big time disc jockey leaves massive in model home. Oh, no. I rammed her car. She lost control. She rolled end over end. Next thing you know, her car's in flames. My honey said, stop. You gotta stop. You gotta help this woman. I pull over to the side of the road and I run back to her car. I see her come crawling out of the wreckage. She said, Mister, I only wanted to leave you with my business card.
Oh, no!